My name is Michelle Blacksmith. I'm conducting an oral history of Cynthia Griffin, founder of Bridgeport's Juneteenth celebration. The interview is taking place at Bridgeport Public Library's Bridgeport History Center on April 20th, 2022. Cynthia, please state your full name, age, and place of residence.
Cynthia Howard Griffin. My age is 79. My address is Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Cynthia, where were you born?
I was born in Baltimore, Maryland. I was reared in Concord, North Carolina. I came to Philadelphia, where I lived for a few years, and then from there to Bridgeport, where my dad was living.
Huh.
So I came to be with my dad in Bridgeport.
Now, when did you come to Connecticut?
In the 1960s.
And you always lived in Bridgeport, or did
yes.
you live in other places in
Actually,
Connecticut?
I lived in Stratford for a couple of years off throughout the time that I've been in Bridgeport, in Connecticut. But for the most part, it was Bridgeport.
Are you retired or working?
I am not working. I am retired. I worked for Remington Arms as a utility time clerk for 11 years. They moved away to Arkansas somewhere down south. And after that, I went to school to do nails, to be a nail artist. So after going to school for nail artists, I worked at the Rashad Rainier Salon in Bridgeport as a nail artist for some years. And right now, I'm only doing involved with the my baby, Juneteenth.
Yes, your baby, Juneteenth. And we're going to talk about Juneteenth right now. You are the founder of Bridgeport's Juneteenth celebration. But before we get to the festivities, how did you learn about Juneteenth, the holiday?
Actually, I was at Rashad Rainier Salon working. There were some magazines and newspapers in the lobby of the salon. And I just happened to pick this newspaper up, and reading it, it was from the Wadsworth Anthem in Hartford. And it talked about this celebration, Juneteenth. Had never heard of it. And I don't know, a spark just lit up in me. And like I had said to some other people, I know at least 20 people saw that article. But when I saw it, it did something to me, and I remember picking up, reading it, going to Rashad and said, Rashad, look at this. Do you think we can do something with this? And Rashad said, Miss Cynthia, if anybody can do it, you can do it. So it started from there. We used to meet in the salon, gathered up some of the community people. Nell Petway was one because she was at the salon that day. And some other of Rashad's clients, we sat there and we started talking about doing a celebration. And it turned out that I had worked in the past for a young man who had passed on at a parade for the 4th of July. And trying to get him to do better with his parade, I joined to help, saying that, I don't know if I want to say that. You're going to edit it because it's...
Well, say what you feel comfortable saying.
Okay, I'm going to say, I work with, his name was Joseph Williams, and he headed up the 4th of July parade. And I joined in with him, stayed with him for a couple of years to help to enhance that parade. And I think that may have been the reason that it sparked my senses when I saw the parade for Juneteenth in this newspaper. So we set out to get it done, and we're going on 30 years now.
Isn't that something, going on 30 years?
It started out, of course, small. We would line up on Beardsley Street, march up to Newfield Avenue, to Stratford Avenue. We'd go all the way down to the end of Stratford Avenue and go down Connecticut Avenue and then back up and around. It was a long parade. But everybody was just so proud and happy. And I think that it did me really good, because I just thought that something like that, because we didn't have a special day that we set aside for us to celebrate. Some years ago, they did have the Harambee, but something happened, and that's no more. So we set out to celebrate our heritage, our ancestors, and we did it with the parade. And my thought was to instill a sense of pride and dignity into our people, as so some of the other races have when they do their celebrations.
Now, when you, the early days of Juneteenth, how was it easy or hard to get the word out and to get people to participate?
Well, it was fine. I won't say it was hard. It was a challenge. First of all, to mention Juneteenth to the people in Bridgeport, nobody had heard of it. Nobody. I think maybe 3 people out of 50, when I said Juneteenth, knew what Juneteenth was. So it was a challenge, but it was worthwhile. It was a good feeling to educate the people in the city of Bridgeport about Juneteenth. And they joined in. And that's my proudest moment when I think back and then think of today, the way that the people in the city of Bridgeport embraced the holiday. And we're going on 30 years.
Yes, because Juneteenth celebrations were not always popular in New England. And sometimes are not now, and across the country, it seems that more of the southern states participated, especially early on when there was talk about, you know, reviving Juneteenth. And so I'm curious, how did you get the word out?
Flyers, telephone, word of mouth. And as a matter of fact, there was one year that we put a flyer in the Connecticut Post to go to certain zip codes that would be interested in coming. And Rashad was responsible for that. It was his idea. And that worked. We talked just by talking. And my sister Gwen, she talked to everybody. And everybody who knows Gwen knows that, you know. You know, well, anywho. So that's how we got the word out. The church, at the time I belonged to East End Tabernacle Baptist Church. Reverend Thompson was the pastor at that time, and he helped getting the word out. He allowed us to use the copier to make flyers, and he was just so helpful throughout our first time. And another thing that I was so thankful, before each parade we gathered around, and he was always there to pray for the first step so we would have a safe parade. And up until this day, we've always had a safe parade, never an incident.
Now, what was the original name of the Juneteenth celebration? Because I know it's not exactly called now what it was when you started.
When we first started, it was the Juneteenth Committee. Okay. Yolanda Ortiz, when she became president, she brought it a step further to include the other cities around Bridgeport, and it became Juneteenth of Fairfield County. That's where we are now, Juneteenth of Fairfield County.
Right, so it went from Juneteenth Committee to Juneteenth Fairfield,
of Fairfield County.
Mm-hmm. And about when did that change occur?
can't answer that.
Okay. Tell me this. What are some of the surrounding cities and towns that participate in the current Juneteenth celebration?
Okay, now we had when George Mintz was president, we decided that we would involve each city around or town around Bridgeport. So the idea was to name a person in that city a parade marshal, mm-hmm. so we could get the support from that city. And it started with Shelton, Norwalk, Stanford, Bridgeport, Trumbull. We had parade marshals representing those towns, those surrounding towns. Stratford.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And so it's currently the Juneteenth celebration of Fairfield County. Is that correct? I just want to make sure that I get the name right.
Well, the organization is called Juneteenth of Fairfield County.
Juneteenth of Fairfield
The parade
County.
Is called the Juneteenth Parade.
Parade.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So,
and festival.
And festival. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about festivals too, mm-hmm. but first, would you talk about some of the different parade routes over the years? Now, I remember the years when it would go down Stratford and,
Avenue,
and come up Connecticut. Yes.
And back to Newfield Park where we had the festival. It also routed from Central High School a couple of years, from Central High School down Park Avenue, ending up at Seaside Park for a few years. Maybe 3 years it did that. Then there was a time where we left Walgreens, that's Park Avenue. Park Avenue mm-hmm. at Walgreens and went on down to Seaside Park. There was another time that we started at City Hall Lyons Terrace and came down Main Street and went into McLeavy Green. There was another couple of years we started at the parking lot at Harbor Yard. And we marched up Broad Street to Fairfield Avenue and back down. So we've had several routes, over the years.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about the most recent Juneteenth celebration.
Wow. The Juneteenth celebration, which happened on the actual June 19th last year, the route was Seaside Park. We started at the Horses Bond and we circled the park, and oh boy, what a grand day. We must have had 80 vendors. We had, I think it was about 75 entries in the parade, and that included the high schools, some of the sororities, the Deltas? Another group that was there was the Sisters at the Shore. We had the auxiliaries from the American Legion. We had the Newfield Tree Club. It was really something to see. And last year, our Grand Marshal was Willie McBride. And we also had a celebrity who joined the parade, Michael J. White, I think his name is. Mm-hmm. And it was really a grand day. I was just so filled. And all of the people just seemed to have had such a great time. Everybody was in good spirits. And it was just a great day, our last parade.
Okay. Now, would you tell me, what are some of the activities that take place as part of the Juneteenth celebration? Because as you started to say, that there is the parade, and there is also the festivities that happen at the conclusion of the parade,
well,
but you do other things.
During the course of the year, we have several events. As a matter of fact, coming up the end of this month, we have our gala, our grand gala, which is one of our biggest fundraisers, and it's happening March 30th at the April 30th. I'm sorry. Okay, April 30th. So we're looking forward to that. Our Grand Marshal this year is...
Back to it when you think of it. But okay, so there's a fundraiser at the end of April. Mm-hmm. And what other kinds of things does the Juneteenth committee do?
We are having a on June 5th, we are honoring our ancestors at a brunch in Stratford, the Riverview Bistro. From 11 to 2, and we're looking forward to highlighting at least three of our ancestors on which shoulders we stand.
Is there anything that you'd like to share that we didn't cover in this interview? Any questions that I didn't ask that you would like someone to know? About you, about Juneteenth celebration here in Bridgeport, or both?
Well, over the past years, we've had science fairs competition to include the children from the different schools to vie for first, second, and third prize. We've had a knowledge bowl, which is something on the order of Jeopardy. For the schools to vie for first, second, and third. As a matter of fact, I think the prize was monetary for the first prize. And I think Stanford won the first year we did that. We've done different fundraisers that involve the children to involve the kids.
Okay, so there
I was going to say something.
Giving us a lot to go on. Okay. Well, Cynthia Griffin, this concludes our interview. Thank you very much.
Well, I thank you very much, Michelle, for the interest and looking forward to seeing you at the parade and some of the other events. I know you were there last year, and I know you had a grand time.
It was a fantastic time.
It really was. So looking forward to that again this year.
Okay, thank you.